Welcome back to Renegades Men of Faith and Fortitude. I'm your host, Preacher Joe. Today, we're going to be tackling the question that's as old as time itself. What makes a man real? Is it the material things he has to offer, or is it what the world has forged him into through chaos and strife? Some men fill their pockets with gold, while others fill their souls with purpose. Some pay their dues tenfold, while others never pay their dues at all. But here's the truth, brothers. A man who has had to breathe darkness for air will possess one of the most beautiful souls. You see, in this journey of life, it's easy to get caught up with the things that the world tells us matter. The cars, the houses, the bank accounts. But what really defines us? Is it the abundance of what we possess or the depth of our character? Today, we're going to be exploring the essence of a real man. We will look at how the fires of hardship and the storms of chaos can forge a soul into something truly beautiful and powerful. We will dive into the stories of men who have walked through the darkest valleys and emerged with a light that can never be extinguished. And most importantly, we will turn to the scriptures to find the wisdom that God has given us about true masculinity. The Bible tells us in James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." This scripture isn't just talking about enduring hard times, folks. It's talking about embracing them, knowing that they shape us into the man that God created us to be. So stay tuned, because today we are going to reveal what it truly means to be a real man in a world that often values the wrong things. And I promise you this, by the end of this episode, you will have a new understanding and appreciation for the trials and tribulations that you have faced. You will see how they have shaped you into a man of faith and fortitude. Now, brothers, I need you to do something for me. I want you to hit that like and subscribe button for me if you haven't already. And leave a comment below sharing one trial that you faced and how it has shaped you. Let's build a community of men who lift each other up and learn from each other's journeys. All right, let's go ahead and dive into the heart of today's topic. Being real is not about the exterior. It's about the interior. It's about the integrity, the grit, the unwavering faith that defines a man. When the world throws chaos our way, it's not the man with the biggest bank account who stands tall. No, it's not. It's the man with the strongest spirit. Consider the story of Job. Here was a man who had everything. Wealth, family, health, and yet, in the blink of an eye, he lost it all. Wouldn't that be something that'd be horrible, you know? How would you stand up to that? Think about it. But what did Job do? He did not curse God. No, he did not lose his faith. Matter of fact, Job stood firm, even when his own wife told him to give up. Job's story shows us that true strength is not measured by what we have, but how we respond when it is all taken away. Another example is the Apostle Paul. Here is a man who faced imprisonment, beatings, shipwrecks, and more. Yet, he remained steadfast in his mission, spreading the gospel with unwavering determination. Paul's hardships did not weaken him. They fortified him. So, my brothers, ask yourselves this. What have your hardships forged in you? Have they made you bitter, or have they made you better? Have they pushed you away from God, or have they drawn you closer? You know, I'm reminded of a scripture on that right there. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Hoorah. So here's the takeaway, and I want you to remember this. A real man is not defined by the ease of his life, but by the strength of his spirit. He's defined by his faith, his perseverance, and his ability to find light in the darkest of times. So the next time that you face a trial, people, remember James chapter 1, verse 2 to 4. Embrace the struggle, man, knowing it is shaping you into the man of faith and fortitude. Now, before we wrap up, I want to hear from you. Share your stories of trials and tribulations in the comments below. Let's support and inspire each other. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless.